is Davin's Den.
All right. So like I said, we're going to do a ton of Facebook and social media stuff. Because there's been so much news like over the past months or so. And a lot of shit people probably don't know about. And they're probably not going to be happy.
No.
I mean, Facebook has been in the news. But I mean, the news is just inundated for the most part with death and politics.
Yeah.
So unless they do like a little tech segment.
And Demi Lovato overdosing on heroin.
Is that what she did?
Yeah.
She dead?
No, apparently she.
That's the first thing everybody says. Is she dead? Mentioned it at the day program.
It's better than who?
It was funny. She was brought back with Narcan, apparently.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, good for Demi.
Yeah,
live strong. I don't know what to tell you. Don't really care. I don't care.
I was just like, you know what? That my radio crackled as they said, "Singer crackle." You know, overdosed on heroin. I'm like, who? I was driving up here. It took me, like, the whole ride to find out who
it was.
You're
like, please don't let it be somebody I like. Please don't let it be somebody
exactly.
I like.
Exactly. It was like...
Don't be Winwood.
Well,
Winwood can't afford heroin. It's not the 80s, Joe. It's not that popular anymore.
He saved his money. He's still got bucks.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Good for Winwood.
Yeah.
All right. So in a blog post on Facebook, Guy Rosen. That's a great Jewish name, by the way. You know, Guy toughens up because the Rosen softens. It's a great Jewish name.
Well, it depends what you're talking about. Or if you
Guy
laugh.
Rosen's a great Jewish porn star name.
Guy Rosen.
Guy Rosen?
Yeah.
Sure, well, if you're going to have a Jewish porn star, you got to put Guy in front
Guy
of
Rizin.
It.
Guy Rosen.
Yeah, I like that.
That's not Jewish, that's it, but I like that too. Guy Rosen.
Guy Rosen.
Now, tomorrow we'll see a Facebook post. If I was going to be a porn star, my name would be Guy Rosen.
Nah.
No, that's beneath you. So Facebook's vice president of product management said the social network disabled about 583 million fake accounts during the first 3 months of the year, the majority of which it said were blocked within minutes of registration. I've never I got some fake profiles floating out there. I've never been blocked, and they're still floating out there as far as I know.
Yeah, me too.
They said it's an average of 6.5 million attempts to create a fake account every day from January 1st to March 31st. Facebook posts 2.2 billion monthly active users. And if Facebook's AI tools didn't catch these fake accounts flooding the social network, its population would have swelled immensely in just 89 days. Fake and automated accounts plague plague other popular services too, including Twitter and YouTube. A Pew Research Center report in April said that 2/3 of tweeted links on Twitter come from bots. I didn't know that.
How do they distinguish the bots, I wonder?
I don't know. Well, I mean, they could probably track down the emails where it's from.
Or maybe it asks if it's a robot and the thing
No, you can, no, you could post a link without having to be a... Twitter doesn't make you verify that I'm not a robot before
no,
you...
No, it doesn't.
But maybe with the email accounts, they can tell...
Perhaps.
Or maybe there's a way to discern... Like, if there's a hot chick, or an Indian guy, or an egg.
I mean, you definitely have to be suspicious.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Why the Indian guy?
I got a lot of Indian followers.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't, that's exactly the good question. Why?
The Devin is my very, very funny. Probably
because of our text sessions.
No, maybe. Never thought of that. But they have like, no, they have like three, they have like, they follow 21 people and like two people are following them.
Oh, fake.
Yeah. Well, or maybe you just really dedicated to me.
Yes.
That's what I like to think. He said a study last year from Oxford University showed that bots on social networks were a significant force in swaying political opinions. This we know.
Mm-hmm.
Rosen also said that Facebook blocks millions of fake account attempts every day from even attempting to register, but not specify how many. A key tool in the fight against fake accounts, artificial intelligence, but AI isn't perfect. While it blocked more than 500 million fake accounts, Facebook estimates that about 3% to 4% of accounts on the website are fake. I would say there's more than that.
I would say it's a bigger number.
I mean, every day you get bombarded by somebody.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of times they disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if you really want to be my friend, make your profile picture somebody hideous. Because then I think you really want to be my friend. No offense to my friends. Because if like you're an exceedingly attractive person, I'm like, what do you want with me?
That's why I'm your friend.
Exactly. Like if you got a snot bubble in your profile picture, I'll probably accept you immediately.
Is it still there?
Yeah, but if you got like a 22-inch waist and like double D boobs, Yeah, you know, you want nothing. I have nothing to give you. I have nothing for you.
Is it still there?
They're not yet. They don't want to be your friend.
Yeah. Look at Pip Chill's trying to sell the snot woman.
Still
yeah.
there.
Yeah, you. Unfortunately, so are you. Shut up, stupid. Facebook's AI went after 837 million spam posts in the first quarter, nearly all of which it deleted before anyone reported the post. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the good news, Facebook. Kudos. Job well done.
It's like, did you want the good news first or the bad news?
Now, well, now the
good
now
news
the,
first.
Now the stuff that's not as good. An investigative journalist who went undercover as a Facebook moderator in the UK says the company lets pages from far-right fringe groups exceed deletion threshold, and that those pages are subject to different treatment in the same category as pages belonging to governments and news organizations. The accusation is a damning one, undermining Facebook's claims that it is actively trying to cut down on fake news, propaganda, hate speech, and other harmful content that may have significant real-world impact. The undercover journalist detailed his findings in a new documentary titled Inside Facebook. Ooh, it's months. Secrets of the Social Network that just aired on the UK's Channel 4. The investigation outlines questionable practices on behalf of CPL Resources, a third-party content moderator firm based in Dublin, Ireland, that Facebook has worked with since 2010. Again, why can't Facebook hire its own people? We've been on this for years. Why do they have to go to a third party?
I'm not really sure why they're using, like, basically they're hiring consultants rather than employees.
Right.
I think that that's probably,
I think that way they're not responsible.
Yeah. No, it's a good way to put your hands up like you just did. Like, well, I'm just telling the radio
they
audience
have to,
the visuals.
They might have to do outsourcing because basically they don't have to pick up their health insurance.
Yeah.
You don't have to pick up benefits and
I'm
stuff
sure.
like that.
That's, yeah, that's another you know? Thing.
Cheap. Cheap book. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Those questionable practices primarily involve a hands-off approach to flag and reported content like graphic violence, hate speech, and racist and other bigoted rhetoric from far-right groups. The undercover reporter says he was also instructed to ignore users who looked as if they were under 13 years of age, which is the minimum age requirement to sign up Facebook in accordance with the Child Online Protection Act, a 1998 privacy law passed in the U.S. designed to protect young children from exploitation. Harmful and violent in content on the internet. Why wouldn't they delete those accounts?
I know.
Or at least question, go into it a little bit.
Absolutely.
The documentary insinuates that Facebook takes a hands-off approach to such content, including blatantly false stories parading as truth, because it engages users for longer and dries up advertising revenue. We've been on that bandwagon years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
One video secretly recorded inside a training session on hate speech showed a racist meme which reads, "When your daughter's first crush is a little Negro boy," with an illustration of a mother drowning her white daughter in a bath.
That's crazy.
The image, which has been taken down since the documentary aired, was allowed to circulate on the site for a while. Again, whenever Facebook's like, oh, we had no idea. All right. Anyway, so, but you were saying, you know, we were talking about, like, Western Union did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's not our fault until they had, like, several hundred million dollar lawsuit, class action suit against them. I guess it was.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that all corporations seem to do.
I don't want
to
say all corporations.
Most corporations seem
corporations.
To do.
Uh-huh.
Is what they do is that they have, you know, an inherent risk in certain things or something that's bad or harmful. And they just let it go as a passable risk until they get sued.
Yeah,
they just let it go.
Yeah, they'll do that because it's just a money making operation. So they'll just let that go, and until they get caught, and then they'll just go, "Oh, we're looking to tighten everything up."
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, it's like they say it's easier to say it's easier to say you're sorry than ask for permission.
Right.
I think I fucked that up, but you know what I meant.
Well, it's easier to rake in all the profits until they find out the bad thing, the flaw,
right.
The harm, and then, so sorry, and it costs them less to pay somebody off than it does to fix whatever the problem was.
So going on with this thing about the white daughter and the boy, this is an ignore because it implies a lot, but to reach the actual violation, you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get there. The content moderation trainer in the video explains there's no attack actually on the Negro boy. It's implied.
You know what, though? And it's very interesting that they have that as a guideline, because there's a lot of stuff that you put on, you know, that you put on Facebook that gets taken down because you implied something.
Right, exactly. They're not consistent, which is what drives people. Like they and we've talked about this on the show. They don't follow their own community guideline standards. I've had stuff taken down that did not violate it, and you can never get anybody.
Why was it?
Can argue with
really quick. What was it? And what was it? And why was it taken down?
I don't remember. It was years ago. Somebody went like through an old post from like 5 years ago and reported me, and I was on 24-hour Facebook jail. I remember talking about it on the air.
I know you did, because the reason it was, did you imply, and I'm not, I'm trying to, what, did you imply something, or did you?
It was not violence. No. It was nothing about violence.
No, but sometimes it just has to be that enough people will.
No, this was just one stupid person.
Oh, really?
But you can't go, yeah, well, somebody complained. I don't think there was a, I don't think 5 years later there was a mass uprising about shit I posted.
No, but the funny thing is like, in the and I'm curious about that, because in the case of this, if you have, you know, it implies a lot, and this is going back to the Negro boy thing, but to reach the actual violation, you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get there. In your thing, there was one hoop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
One tiny hoop.
And I'm sure it wasn't. And I know you. You wouldn't post something in the vein of this.
But I don't even know if this really violates their community standards. I mean, it's pretty awful.
It's racist. It's racist.
It's racist.
You're inferring racism.
How about the violence against women? She's drowning her daughter.
Oh, well, that's an interesting take.
Yeah, how about that? How about just on that?
Well, maybe it's just she's very dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, her head. Her head.
I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know what the post looks like.
Right.
So they took it down. But anyway, in another distressing moment, it was revealed that a video of a man beating a young boy was marked as disturbing, but left on the site for years.
Mm-hmm.
In the Channel 4 footage, the employee giving the training session is asked what procedures are in place after marking the child abuse content as disturbing. He explains that the action is only taken when it meets our escalation criteria, adding that until then, as far as we're concerned, it's just junk floating around on the internet. No, it's your website.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I wonder what they mean by escalation criteria, that it's going viral?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, maybe there's more posts that follow up with the same boy being beaten. So you could say, all right, now he's beaten, now he's black and blue, now he's got a limp. I don't know.
Because if you notice that if something gets posted, you know, it's like, oh, you got to check that out. Well, it's not that. They took it down. You know,
yeah.
Which means to me that it got escalated because there was a lot of hits, and then they caught wind of it and go, okay, we have to pull this down.
Let's remember, in 2014, I was featured in the New York Post for going to the press about this stuff,
right,
with the cruelty to animals, the pedophilia, mm-hmm, the pornography that was on Facebook. So this is 4 years ago,
right?
And it was the New York Post. It's a known paper.
Yeah, it's a big paper in New York.
I mean, at least since then, I guarantee you, way before me, they knew about this shit.
Of course they did.
So Channel 4 says that their investigation found that unless video content was streamed live to Facebook, it does not usually report videos of physical child abuse to the police. So if, like, hey, we're going live right now, and I start kicking a kid, I guess because maybe it's the act, they can still catch him?
I wouldn't know what the legal criteria is.
No, but that's his Facebook's criteria.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that, those things, when they go live, I think that they're on for such a short period of time, unless it goes really viral.
Oh, they do.
They do.
Viewers were outraged to discover that Facebook removed all content where nipples were exposed, even in images of breastfeeding, but are willing to ignore instances of violence against children. Again, this goes back to the website. If you go to headlines, the article's still up there.
Yeah.
About where I went to the post about this. So again, this is not new. This is that, which is the
It's as old as the sticks. You know, it's going back, you know, George Carlin back in the early 70s commented on that, you know, the violence, they don't mind, you know.
It wasn't on Facebook.
No, but he just said, you know, about how, you know,
in media,
you know, how it's just, you know, sex is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the old joke that he used to do. Let's compare it to a Western. Sheriff, we're going to fuck you, but we're going to fuck you slow. You know, where, you know, it's a sex is a big problem. If it's violence,
Was that
not
a John Wayne film? I didn't see that one.
No, but still, you know, where sex, and breastfeeding isn't even sex, but they'll go.
Not home. If you don't do it right.
No, it's ironic, though. It's like breastfeeding is what they're made for, but it's like, oh, my God, we can't see.
What they're made for. Those are milking tits, not play tits.
They are.
Those are working tits. Those are working girls. Leave them hooters alone. Those aren't show tits. Look how droopy and beaten up they are. Look at those nipples. They got gnaw marks in them. What's wrong with you?
Juggling is secondary. That's not what they're supposed to be there for.
Now listen, they're not motorboating tits. Those are hardworking tits.
Those are not. They're not motor. Yeah, the old time. How are you doing that? They're not motorboating tits. They're working tits. Hanging to the floor, dragon.
They're doing what God created them.
Here, come here. Suckle my teat. Yeah. This is my working teat.
Yes.
Suckle. Suckle, I say.
Why does the mom have to sound like a pirate?
That was really very frightening.
Because it's you know, they're working teeth. You got to have the old.
Yeah, but then you
the
can
old...
suckle my teeth. So like,
suckle
my teeth.
Suckle those teeth.
Pirate voice.
Yeah, like Christ's sakes, it's a bit. It's not a fucking documentary.
It's a bit
asshole.
About a tit, but I want to know. I was like buying the thing, and then all of a sudden, Blackbeard has a young child suckling on his teeth. He's no longer looking for treasure. He's got to nurse the baby. As
no,
I was confused.
I didn't even think that he had a baby on there. I don't know.
Well,
who
he said,
suckling.
"Come here, suckle my." Whoa, whoa. So you think it was an adult?
I think
that's how he keeps the crew, so they don't have mutiny. They just all suckle the captain's teeth. Joe, tell us more about this world you've created.
I think it was cabin boy.
I don't know. He just threw a bit. I didn't know how to do the behind the bit
behind
of a
bit.
Fucking bit that's 93 seconds old.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Before you bring it to the stage, there's going to be questions.
Hysterical.
Let's see. So in discussing an inflammatory post about Muslims, which read, "Muslim immigrants should fuck off back to their own country." Pip's not a fan of that message.
No.
The moderator, remember, she doesn't, why such language? The moderator recommended ignoring the content because they're still Muslims, but they're immigrants, so that makes them less protected. I don't understand that reason.
What?
Joe, explain.
Do you get that?
It's,
if you don't, you can say that too.
It's basically what that is. That's a free speech issue. They're not, you know, immigrants should fuck off back to their
own country.
But
Facebook doesn't give you free speech. They're already telling you we have standards of what your free speech will be.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the argument that Muslims are more protected than immigrants. I don't understand that argument.
Muslims are more protected than immigrants?
That thing doesn't...
I don't understand the logic.
No, no.
And when I go to illogical things, I go to Joe, but he had nothing for me.
No, that doesn't make sense.
The illogic explainer.
But it...
Well, I mean, he's the Trump whisperer. So.
But it just seems that the comment, it's just a comment. It's not offering that, you know, we should go kill these Muslims and grab, you know, it's not.
No, it's hateful. Them. I mean, listen,
it's hateful.
It depends
but
on
it's,
how you want to define
but
hate speech.
It's more like it's just a comment.
I've seen worse.
It's a racist comment,
yeah,
obviously.
I've
seen
and
worse.
You know, I could imagine somebody getting reported and being put in Facebook jail for that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
The investigation also found the Facebook page of jailed right-wing campaigner Tommy Robinson was given special allowances, meaning frontline moderators were not allowed to remove material from their pages even if they violate Facebook policy, which I don't understand that.
No.
Earlier today, Facebook attempted to preempt negative reactions to the documentary by publishing a blog post and writing a lengthier, more detailed letter in the same vein to the Scotland-based production company Firecrest Films, which produced the documentary in partnership with Channel 4. Facebook says it'll be updating its training material for all content moderators, reviewing the training practices across all teams, not just CPL, and reviewing the staff at CPL to ensure that anyone who behaves in ways that are inconsistent with Facebook values no longer works to review content on our platform. I feel like this is what they always say.
Yeah, we're going to work with our team.
We're going to do more training. It's always we're going to do more training.
Yeah.
It's a cop-out, which I think is why people are getting frustrated with Facebook.
Absolutely.
I don't think really anybody cares, to tell you the truth.
No,
oh, people care.
Oh, people care.
Yeah.
People care. Listen, I've always said, listen, whatever your rules are, that's fine. It's your platform. Just be consistent with them. Let me know. You know, it's like baseball. If you know, if you're going to have a really wide strike zone all game,
mm-hmm.
that's fine. But be consistent with it. Don't let it be a ball for somebody else and a strike for a different batter.
Exactly.
Just be consistent.
Right.
That's all anybody can really ask for.
Well, and also anybody who has had their post, you know, taken down and they go into, you know, Facebook jail for a little while and you're thinking, how is that offensive? How is that against the TOS? And you're not sure.
Right.
And they won't explain to you.
And they don't, you appeal to them and they don't.
And you see much worse stuff going by, much more obvious stuff. And you're like, wait, that gets a pass, but my thing didn't? What?
So anyway, they say, we take these mistakes incredibly seriously. I don't think they're mistakes. Mm-hmm. And are grateful to the journalists who brought them to our attention. Are you?
Oh, well, a fucking lawyer wrote that.
Probably. We've been investigating exactly what happened so we can prevent these issues from happening again, wrote Monica Bicker. That's a good arguing name. Facebook's vice president of global policy management in the blog post. For example, we immediately required all trainers in Dublin to do a retraining session and are preparing to do the same globally. We also reviewed the policy questions and enforcement actions that the reporter raised and fixed the mistakes we found. Did ya? You did. This is the same bullshit.
Yeah. Aye, you bastards. It's what you told us to do.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Notably, the documentary is airing just after the congressional hearing about the banning of hyperpartisan accounts on social media. The hearing involved a bipartisan group of lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee who grilled members of Facebook and other tech companies over why organizations like Alex Jones InfoWars are allowed to repeatedly publish false information on their platforms. InfoWars has pushed dangerous conspiracy theories like Pizzagate, which resulted in a man discharging a firearm in a Washington, D.C. pizza parlor, and terrorized the parents of elementary Sandy Hook shooting victims by claiming the shooting was staged. The InfoWars Facebook page has nearly 1 million likes, while Jones republishes many of its stories on his personal page, which has more than 1.5 million followers. If they, InfoWars, posted sufficient content that it violated our threshold, the page would come down, Bickert, who attended the hearing today, told Representative Ted Deutsch. I don't know. That threshold varies depending on the severity of different types of violations. With regard to InfoWars, Bicker says it has not reached the threshold. Facebook's approach to fake news, it seems, is not to consider its publication a violation of its terms of service or its content policies. There's a threshold, which apparently you or I is much different than others, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Facebook does not delete pages like Alex Jones, but instead demotes them. Facebook said pages lose about 80% of views when they're demoted. We just don't think banning pages for sharing conspiracy theories or false news is the right way to go, Facebook said in a tweet on Thursday.
Do either of you know what demoting that means?
It means that less people will see it.
Okay, I don't understand. Like, if people specifically go to that site.
If they still go to the site, you'll see it. But you know how there's algorithms that show up in news feeds, which none of us fucking know how those algorithms work. Obviously, if you pay, then if you're an advertiser, your stuff will be seen more.
Or pronounced algorithms, because he, came up with the internet. Mm-hmm. He invented the internet. Like that.
There you go. They seem to have YouTube and Twitter accounts, too, we imagine for the same reason. A Twitter spokesman said the company doesn't comment on individual accounts, but said it should not be the arbiter of truth. How about facts? Can facts be the arbiter of truth?
You want to know something, though? Alex Jones is pretty much a sensationalist, which is kind of entertainment in the way he's sensationalized.
No. When people are believing nonsense and almost killing people, and we'll get into it. Yeah, he said he's an entertainer.
Right.
But we are in a different place than when Facebook started.
We are. I mean, I do understand what Joe's saying, though.
Because,
you know, if you're doing things for entertainment, you
it's almost
be responsible
for the
idiots.
Then don't tell me you care about fake news.
But it's almost like going to Stop and Shop and King Cullen and other supermarkets and go, you are not to sell the National Enquirer. You're not to sell the other sensationalist paper because people could get ideas.
Yeah, but the supermarket's not in the information business. Facebook is.
But they are providing an access to it.
But they don't necessarily, because they are their own entity. They're not the free press. It's Facebook. So they do have the opportunity, and I would say the obligation, to keep those things from circulating.
Or at least say, you know what, we really don't listen, we're just going to be hands off. Whatever people post. Don't get up there and look all sorry and upset and go, we're going to do better about this fake news thing and not do anything about it. Don't give me lip service to go, listen, we're all about free speech. You know, it is what it is. Everybody's got a right to publish
it.
Every citizen should do their own research. You're an adult. The site is for adults or people old enough to read. You should do that. Then take that approach. Okay.
Then everything goes.
Yeah, that's
there's
fine.
There's an internal thing, I believe, to Facebook where they make their money and what they know people will go to and what they won't go to. And a lot of these sites people go to. I mean,
Then own it. Then just say it's about
Zuckerberg is in front of Congress. He gave him the old, shove.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like if you think that they're going to change now, they're going to try to change. But if you think you get, honesty and a real movement on this, Zuckerberg was in front of Congress. Nothing's changed.
No, I know. And it's really all about clickbait.
Yes.
Right, and that's what makes money. That's
what
generates
the revenue.
You know, and it's and like I said, it gets very intrusive. I mean, the couch. It's funny. Even if you go on to AOL, or if I have to do a Google search or something like that, mm-hmm. one of my keyboards just flat out died, and I had to get. I have another
sick
one.
Are you touching it?
That was her.
I got you.
That was even better than the evil eye I had thought up.
Acid trip outfit. But anyway,
he's wearing a fucking old comforter.
It looks like an acid trip.
Now you're attacking the comforter. You're not attacking her. She
looks like we have an acid trip as a co-host.
She directly
how many fingers? No.
She directly said how repulsed your keyboard was. and you, a professional comedian, could go with the best of a fucking comforter, which she doesn't even own. That is your best comeback? Just fucking stick your tail behind in your legs, because she won that one, and I'm disappointed in you. You were not expecting incoming fire from Pip Keelix.
It was foot race, though. You had something planned.
I did, but I will admit yours was better.
Thank you.
I was going to say something that had enough of hearing the music, but yours was much better with the touching. Much more personal.
Didn't make sense.
Yes, you touch a keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't want you to touch it anymore. like Joanne. See, I can add and be hurtful, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, unlike the keyboard and Joanne, they're both going to be gone.
Okay, well, now you're jumping in. Right. There you go. Now you're jumping. Well, because you knew you couldn't beat Pip. Kudos, Pip. He's a nasty son of a bitch, but he had nothing coming back.
I'm sorry, I'm copping an attitude here. Holy shit!
No, I'm saying that your comeback was lame
because I really didn't get the joke.
I got it right away.
Oh, aren't you a true inspiration? But I didn't.
I should be. Then you might model yourself to get more fucking jokes, stupid. You can do better. Unlike that keyboard, which can't do nothing no more.
No, anyway,
you were going to make a point.
So another one's coming in. So basically what it does, it's on order and back order's coming. But meanwhile, I go on to AOL, go on to my, it's there. You want to buy, and it's like, why are you shoving it in my face? My couch that I ordered, that damn thing isn't due until November. And that would pop up. Hey, let's go. Shut up. I can't sit in you. What are you visiting me for? Go away.
I was getting ads that are on Pinterest, I'm getting ads for panties that are pee-pee proof. And I'm like, what the hell?
It's heard the show.
What the hell
and?
Did I touch? But what did I Google?
Did we leave the mics on post-show that
one time? I don't know.
What the hell?
I thought I signed off between a scary how marked her territory amongst the den.
No, you know?
I didn't think that aired.
It was really funny, I swear.
When Pip said, "No, this is what happened in Russia," and went all golden showers on us, I thought that was off mic.
I don't know how it knew.
I was also getting so sick and tired of it. I said, "You know what? I'm going to go on a website for caskets and see if caskets come up."
Yes, when I started talking about how Mr. Helix and I were going to get married, all of a sudden bridal shit started popping up. It's creepy.
I'm surprised caskets didn't pop up.
Handcuffs and the little ball and chain that goes around your ankle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Caskets was better.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, yeah, because...
Never mind.
Because it was.
Welcome to the night show where every joke gets judged.
I know.
But it's like years in? Are you new?
It's like the county fair for jokes.
County? Oh, like a pie?
No, yeah. Like they judge and it gets judged and, you know.
Yeah, we've made a brand on it.
Stuff I got a big old ribbon on me. Moo.
Funny.
The documentary makes clear that the threshold appears to be an ever-changing metric that has no consistency across partisan lines, from legitimate media organizations to ones who peddle fake news, propaganda, conspiracy theories. It's also unclear how Facebook is able to enforce its policy with third-party moderators all around the world, especially when they may be incentivized by any number of performance metrics and personal biases. Bickert, in her blog post, attempts to argue against the notion that these pages are good for Facebook's bottom line. She goes, it's been suggested that turning a blind eye to bad content is in our commercial interest.
Yeah, I'm sorry, they are, and that's why they're not doing anything.
Creating a safe environment where people from all over the world can share and connect is core to Facebook's long-term success. I agree with Joe. If our services aren't safe, people won't share, and over time would stop using them. No, that's not true. Just evil people fucking congregate. It's fine. Nor do advertisers want their brands associated with disturbing or problematic content. Well, that's true. Facebook is ramping up efforts in artificial intelligence division with the hope that one day algorithms can solve these pressing moderation problems without any human input. Earlier today, the company said it would be accelerating its AI research efforts to include more researchers and engineers, as well as new academia partnerships, yada, yada, yada. Earlier this month, Facebook acquired... They're doing a bunch of shit to make it smarter. AI has become so central to operations of companies like ours that what our leadership has been telling us is go faster. You're not going fast enough, Yann LeCun, Facebook chief AI scientist, told the Washington Post regarding the AI acceleration on Facebook. The long-term goal of the company's AI division is to create machines that have some level of common sense and that learn how the world works by observation like young children do in the first few months. So none of us are surprised by this.
No, but I mean, like...
Are we?
But... Yeah, AI is like, you know, it does have to learn. And it
I was just going to say that. Yeah, and that's going to be a time frame. Even as brilliant as it is that it can learn, it still has to learn
like
to differentiate.
You know.
Hopefully with a computer, a little quicker, but still, you know, AI is AI. You know,
you know what's going to happen with the AI? It's going to start out good. It's going to start like flagging shit, and then it's going to come across a Pornhub link. And it's not going to get back to its job.
No.
It's going to become just like people.
I would use that. I would use that.
Okay.
I would use that. That's
write
funny.
Write that down for me, a joke, because I never remember the jokes.
You got to remember yourself.
I don't. That's what she's for. She's not just an acid trip.
That, you know what? That could be my tag. She's not just an acid
trip. You're a helpful acid trip.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. I don't really think Facebook wants to cut down on propaganda.
No, I don't think so.
They don't. That's what drives them.
Yeah.
And I'm not agreeing with it, but, you know, the writing's on the wall. I mean, if it's something that generates, you know, your money, you know.
So we don't believe Bricker's excuse that, you know, people, they have to create a safe environment, that that's the best for their bottom line. We don't believe that.
No, it's bullshit.
I'm mixed on whether they should knowingly take down. You know what? Yeah, they should. Here's why they should take down sites that knowingly put false information up. We are in a very dangerous place now where people believe everything on the fucking internet. And they've testified that they want to go against fake news. So just because they've testified that and they say they want to, if you know something is bullshit, take down those sites. Don't have them on there anymore. Go by your words.
Yeah.
You know, be true to what you're saying. That's why they should take down sites like Alex Jones. Alex Jones has to go. He, you know what? Let him host his shit on his own fucking website.
Right.
Where he can post his own stories on his own fucking server and do whatever he wants and broadcast his own show.
But people like sensationalism.
I'm saying they can have sensationalism on Alex Jones' website. You know, this is Facebook's platform. We have to go by their rules, and they're telling us they want to crack down on fake news.
But if Facebook is saying, well,
that's not what they're saying, though. Facebook is saying, no, we need to create a safe environment.
Yeah, maybe to you they're saying that. In the boardroom, they're not saying that.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to do the lip service.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, Zuckerberg sat there in front of Kyle. He's not going to do that. That's their bottom line. Sensationalism is what drives this.
I think the only...
And I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying what the business model is. And then, you know, we're going to take a look. All right, I guess so.
Yeah, here's the only way, and we're going to talk about this later on in the show. Here's the only way to make these companies stop with the fake news sites. Make them liable for shit. Make them liable for carrying the fake news and the fake memes and all this shit when something bad happens, like happened in that Washington, D.C. pizza parlor, or like they're being accused of other things of doing in other countries, of sensationalizing things that have caused violence. Make them fucking liable. Go, you know what? You're broadcasting in our country. Everybody's looking at it. It's serving you. Bring more traffic. You're using these numbers to get more advertisers. Well, you know what? Here's the downside of it.
You know what, though? I don't think that there's a way to make this causality illegal. You know, I mean, like,
sure you do. Sure you do.
Well, how can you say that? I mean,
people,
they inciting? They weren't exactly inciting that person.
No, but there have been things.
But
Myanmar. That's the country, right?
Myanmar.
I mean, that's the one. I was fucking up. You know where it is. Where those
Burma.
People. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, where they were accused of inciting violence because stuff that's pasted on Facebook. Listen,
yes.
When something is reported to Facebook, once it's been reported and you can get that information.
Yeah.
Once it's been reported, if Facebook chooses not to act, then you
then
can make
it's on them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If, you know, and you can find out if it's been reported or
okay,
not.
You should make, if you want to do this, you make Facebook responsible more than the people that are posting on the page, because if you're going to make Facebook legally
responsible,
Facebook right off the bat, make them more legally responsible, because what's going to happen is you're not going to get lip service anymore because you're hitting them in the pocketbook.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like what Western Union learned. Oh, I guess maybe we should be a little bit more serious about fighting scammers and not having them working in the fucking Western Union office.
Yeah, really.
You know, you
think?
You lose $586 million in a class action suit. You might wake up and go, ooh, that's smart.
But that's that's the thing. If you made Facebook liable for that now.
That's what I'm saying.
Then, you know.
Stop fucking calling them in to fucking Congress. We know Zuckerberg's full of shit.
Yeah.
We know they're giving us lip service. Go, you know what? Now you're liable. Now you're liable. So like, for instance, and there's no reason to believe that this was part of it, but that guy who shot up the Republican congressman playing baseball a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Let's say it was on Facebook where he saw a video or like espousing that this was a good idea, that this was payback. Say it was some left-wing organization, and he posted it on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and somebody said, hey, man, this guy's promoting violence over here.
Right.
And then he goes and does it. But you know what? Now, and it gets reported. Once it's been reported, Facebook is now part of the lawsuit. Facebook's part of the problem.
Right. If there's actually some violence that comes of the posting.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Because I don't think they're really taking it seriously.
They're not. Not at all.
So let's do a little Nazi news.
Fun.
Jawohl.
What?
Jawohl.
By the way, the owners of the club were German. I did no Nazi jokes.
Uh-oh. That was probably clever of you.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of Nazi material in my act anymore. There was a time where it was a staple. But where the fuck is it? Oh, Hitler. No, I don't want Hitler's micropenis.
I thought that was a lovely song, if I do say so myself.
It's an E.
Where the fuck is it? Talk
it's in what?
Yourselves.
No.
It's Hitler, an E?
Yeah, Hitler's micropenis is an E.
You remember the key.
Yeah.
Here it is.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
There's something wrong with us.
Many things.
Where do we start?
So Mark Zuckerberg has once again found himself at the center of a row after saying posts from Holocaust deniers should be allowed on Facebook. In an interview with technology website Recode, Mr. Zuckerberg said that he did not believe such people should be removed from the site. They were not, he said, intentionally getting their facts wrong. I assume some of them are good people. The comments caused a backlash, and Mr. Zuckerberg later issued a clarification. The original comments, given a wide-ranging interview with Recode, were made in response to questions about what Facebook was going to combat fake news and sites such as InfoWars and that promoted conspiracy theories. In Burma, this is what I was talking about, Facebook has been accused by UN investigators of facilitating violence against the Rohingya Muslims by allowing anti-Muslim hate speech and fake news. The social network has now said that it will begin removing misinformation that could lead people to being physically harmed.
Right.
When asked about its policy on fake news, Zuckerberg offered without prompting the example of the Holocaust deniers. When asked about he said, I'm Jewish, and there's a set of people who deny that the Holocaust happened. I find it deeply offensive. But at the end of the day, I don't believe our platform should take that down, because I think there are things that different people get wrong. I don't think they are intentionally getting it wrong. Everyone gets things wrong. And if we're taking down people's accounts when they get a few things wrong, that would be a hard world for giving people a voice and saying that you care about that. After the comments drew ire from many, Mr. Zuckerberg issued a clarification.
Yeah, you better.
I enjoyed our conversation yesterday. Not so much the end of it.
Not so much the backlash.
No. But there's one thing I want to make clear. I personally find the Holocaust denial deeply offensive, and I absolutely didn't intend to defend the internet of people who deny that, the intent of people who deny that. Listen, do we think anybody spreads the Holocaust didn't happen, that they don't know, they're just mistaken?
No. I really don't believe that.
No, they're not mistaken.
No, okay. Yeah. So we all agree.
They know what they're
doing.
Okay,
okay.
But it's going to bring people to that site. It's going to intrigue people. On, you know, obviously you get your racist.
Are you saying a Jewish man is all about the money, and even at the expense of selling out his people, Joe?
But you want to know something?
Not just anti-Zuckerberg.
But funny. But just not in that case.
See, she has her moments.
I got you. Now, we were agent. Holy smokes!
Clearly.
Clearly.
But I, you know, basically, it's sensationalism, and it backs up everything we were saying for the past 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you know that he the sensationalism drives it to Facebook, and that drives people, and that drives advertising,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and that drives it in there. Where and he he really put his foot in cow shit on this one.
It was presidential cow shit.
Yeah, presidential cow shit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, everything. He was skating along pretty good, and all of a sudden he had to bring up the
Holocaust.
You know,
I think people have had enough of fucking Zuckerberg too.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've had enough of his bullshit. It's not me.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people. I think everybody's
he's
on
full
to,
of shit. He's
yes, he
business.
Is, and America's is catching up to him.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you're against fake news, I think you have to take down posts about Holocaust denials.
You have to take that down. You have to take it down.
And Joe for the counter argument.
Not.
You don't have to make a counter argument, you know. I just thought you might.
Well, here's the thing. You could say it's a freedom of speech issue.
And I would say to you, it's a private corporation. They could do whatever the fuck they want.
And that was part two. That was part two of it.
Right, okay.
You know, and that was part two
they
of
make
it.
The rules. We're just playing on
they
it.
They make the rules. So basically, it's I would think it's a moral thing to them. To take that down,
right? Well, they make the rules. So if they go, you know what, we're not going to entertain Holocaust deniers anymore,
right? Well, how about you're saying I don't think that, you know, I don't think it's wrong just because the people are wrong. They don't mean to be wrong. Well, but you know it's wrong.
Like I said, there are people. Well, that's their opinion. That's this, but then it comes down to a moral guideline, you know. And I still think that how long has Facebook been around? 10 years?
Yeah,
10 years.
About that.
You know, the argument could be made where, well, they're still trying to figure everything out. But then once again, the argument could be made again. You had 10 years. You know, it's changed.
And it's fucking in 2014 I talked about this nonsense.
Yeah.
And other people did it before me. I wasn't the first one.
Right. And this is their business, and they're tech people, so it's like, we can't figure out how to do it.
They could figure it out, but deep down in the bowels of Facebook, they know that this is what drives people to come to their site. So it is about money.
I have a lot more respect. I go, listen, this is how we make our money. We're not going to do anything. I'm sorry you don't like it. Don't go on the platform. It's free speech in its purest form. People can do whatever they want, as long as they're not breaking a law. As long as nothing illegal is going on, we're going to allow it all. Then I go, okay. You know what it is. We know what it is. I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, but then it would degenerate into a porn site.
It's not good. It's not.
And?
But it's not good optics.
We have that already.
I understand.
It's not good optics.
But this isn't good optics either. Because Congress has enough of the horse
shit. But the thing about it is that if he said that, well, we don't care. You know, that's pretty much, you just put yourself out to dry. You mm-hmm. know, this way you can go up and deny and make this up and say that and, you know, and dance in front of Congress and keep your business model going.
And he's not the fucking president. There's only one man that can go with Woods and Wooden and all the other nonsense on a daily basis. There's one man that's that good. Zuckerberg is not that good.
No.
The thing that Zuckerberg has is we're all fucking addicted to his platform.
Yeah.
That's what Zuckerberg's got going for him.
Because people don't like these aspects of Facebook. But, you know, it's just like, you know, capitalism is that you vote with your feet. Nobody's leaving Facebook because of this.
Well, and the thing about it is also, you know, so we're addicted to Facebook.
Yeah.
Not as much as we used to be.
Young people are not on Facebook.
Thank you very much. That's where I was going with that. So,
because we're on there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's why we drove them away.
Yes, we did.
Nana.
Good.
All right. So think about this. Young people have a very big disposable income. Okay?
Yeah. And they don't work. And they're living in their parents' basement. What do you think? Pick a side.
The demographics say that they do.
But the demographics say that they do.
We're going to bring fucking stats into this?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, like, so, that's been the traditional model.
Right. So, right, the traditional. So, and young people aren't going to Facebook. So, you have this group that you really can't reach.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You have to work with what you've got.
Yeah.
And what you've got is sensationalism, and this was keeping this group. So.
So, Holocaust denial is bringing all the boys to the yard? is that the argument? I think it'd be fine if you. I think I don't think the neo-Nazi wing of society, and it's grown in the past decade.
Yes.
I still don't think it's that big to hurt Facebook's bottom line. I think you could make an anti-Holocaust stand, and
but
you'll still make money.
He was saying,
still make money, yeah.
I think he was saying that to keep the generalization of what Facebook does. All right, and I'm being the devil's advocate here on a moral thing. You know, he should turn around and go, he goes, you know, morally this is wrong and we'll take it down. But he might have said that.
The problem is they make fucking policies and rules and nobody knows what they mean. No. That's the problem.
Because they're keeping everybody confused keeps everything going. We have to run a business. We need revenue.
Those Jews are very shrewd.
No, stop that, because that's exactly the kind of speech that caused the whole problem that we're arguing about.
I don't think that's anti-Semitic. It's not hate speech. It's shrewd and smart.
Really? What if you posted that?
Posted worse.
I know, but what if you and that was
the Jews are very shrewd. I got a bunch of Jews on there. I'd probably get
a
ton of likes.
That sounds racist.
When is shrewd a bad thing?
The shrewd Jews are very. I don't know.
It's been one of the stereotypes.
It's with the stereotype.
I didn't say Jews have a bunch of triple chins. That's anti-Semitic.
But what if that was taken down?
That's Chinese.
The girl's on fire. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You make her come in every other week. She's much better.
She gets she's rested.
She's like a 43-year-old pitcher.
She's
working on 10 days rest.
Do this every week. She gets tired.
Exactly. I understand. That's why she excuses herself from time to time.
That's right.
She knows she wears down.
I have to refresh.
Can you do a show every other week? Pippa's ready to go.
Oh, man. I mean, we're off next week. After that, holy crap. August, she's going to be ready and raring to go.
Yeah, by the second week in August, she's going to be exhausted again.
How long have we been doing this show?
At least you figured this out.
All right,
but like I said, that could be perceived as racist. How do you feel about that?
I think it depends who's saying it.
Okay, does it make a difference that you're a Jew when you're saying that?
It most certainly does.
Really?
Yeah, to people.
I think people do accept you making fun of a group if you're one of them. You know,
at worst, I'll get you're a self-hating jug, and I'll go, no, I fucking hate everybody. You can't hurt me with hate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like my ginger story before. Me and the other guy could laugh about, being knocked as gingers, but that lady, no.
So Facebook has announced a new policy aimed at preventing minors on its platform from seeing ads about gun accessories. The social media giant said on Saturday that advertisers promoting such products, including gun cases and paint, holsters and belt accessories, and gun-mounted flashlights and scopes, will have to restrict their audience to adults aged 18 and older, starting, it already happened, June 21st. Unlike posts from friends or pages, ads receive paid distribution, Facebook said in a blog post announcing the policy change. This means we have an even higher standard for what is allowed and why we've chosen to limit weapons and accessories to an adults-only audience. This actually flies in the face of what Joe's been arguing about the money. They're going, we're going to fucking hurt our bottom line here. These are our ads, and this is what we're going to do. So that on the one, they're saying, it's not all about the money.
Yeah, but let me ask
shrewd.
You this.
Shrewd, I tell you.
How are they implementing this? They can't even keep the kids off the platform if they want to be on.
Well, they're implementing because kids aren't going on the fucking platform.
But they're saying that they're going to guard them. What stops?
Well, yeah, I think you put your age when you sign up.
Yeah, lie.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why?
There's no lies on the internet. As the blog post noted, Facebook had already banned ads for firearms and modifications like magazines. Like magazines, those type of magazines. Like what?
Yeah, it's like periodicals. What?
Weapon accessory ads continue to be allowed on the social media platform, however. The latest policy change does not prohibit such ads, only limits the access minors have to the content. And here's the policy. Ads must not promote the sale or use of weapons, ammunition, or explosives. This includes ads for weapon modification accessories. Blogs are groups connecting people with weapon-related interests, as long as the service doesn't lead to a sale of these products. So these are things that are allowed. Safety courses for firearm training or licenses and books and videos about firearm. Plastic guns, swords, and toy weapons. Mounted flashlights for firearms must set an ad audience minimum age to 18 years or older. Scopes and sights for firearms must set an 18 and older. Hunting, self-defense, and military clothing and gear such as shooting targets and clay throwers, 18 and older. Holsters and belt accessories, 18 and older. Gun safes, mounts, including bipods, gun cases, and slings, 18 and older. Equipment and protective clothing, including vests, 18 and older. Paintball. I don't think that's what they mean. Paint coatings or wraps for weapons and magazines, 18 and older.
Oh, yeah, just regular paint. Yeah, paint if you want to paint.
This is what's not allowed. Firearms, including firearm parts, ammunition, paintball guns, and BB guns. Somebody can paint somebody to death. Firearm silencers or suppressors. It's weird. Weapons of any kind, including pepper spray, non-culinary knives, blades, spears, tasers, nunchucks, batons, or weapons intended for self-defense, fireworks and explosives, ads promoting the brandishing of firearms. In March, YouTube tightened restrictions on videos featuring firearms accessories. Several retailers, including Walmart and Kroger, have recently raised the age limit for purchasing guns and ammunition from their stores. And Dick's Sporting Goods stopped selling assault-style rifles. I don't know if this is a good policy. I mean...
What do you mean?
Because I don't know how you enforce it.
Well, I don't know
that's
how you enforce
said.
It.
I don't know how you. I don't know how you.
It seems to me that
I guess
all
I guess you don't put it in a teen group,
right? But I'm just saying.
But there's usually a bunch of creepy adults in a teen group anyway.
Yeah, exactly. 14. That's what you said you are. Yeah, I'm 15.
Here's
yeah,
the interesting thing. Facebook contorts itself to not prohibit free speech.
Yeah.
Which means they really do allow hate speech.
They do.
But it has no problem banning things regarding the Second Amendment.
Well, I think that this is just like a you know, talk, but no action kind of banning. Because they're saying, oh, we'll keep the 18-year-old, under 18 is not allowed to see this. Yeah, but how many under 18-year-olds do you have that got on there and you have no idea? Their parents aren't watching them to see when they get on these sites.
Right, and I also think they're smart as, you know, smart as a whip on this, because basically if there is a bat, well, we got to do so. All right, we're going to do this. This is going to be our policy now. How are you going to enforce it? Well, we're going to enforce it knowing damn well.
They can't.
So basically what they did, it's still business as usual. Hmm. The optics looks good because they got this out there.
Yeah, but then they're going to get called out on it like they do with everything else.
Yeah.
And then they'll release another backpedaling statement, and we're going to have another meeting, and we're going to have this, and it still lives on.
It's unenforceable.
It's not going to stop until what you were saying. If you make them accountable, you're not making them accountable. You're just simply bringing them in front of Congress and questioning them. And he turns around and says, well, we got an algorithm and we're going to be doing some retraining. To tell you the truth, the only thing is what you were suggesting. If you're going to make them personally responsible for things, that's going to hurt their bottom line. That's going to hurt their optics. And then it's going to start to stop.
And I think we're getting to the place where that's going to be necessary. Just because the level of hate and stupidity.
Oh,
intertwined in this country, in the populace.
It's actually the problem, because you could have a certain group that hates, but then they come up with a clever meme, and every idiot shares it.
Sounds like something I've railed against.
It does sound like something.
Don't be that idiot. Well, don't be every idiot. that should be a fucking t-shirt.
In my own group, I find I'm doling out advice about how to look up things on Snopes to people that I thought...
That left-wing rag?
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, if it's actually something that happened or not, it's like, no, if you, you know, they didn't put spider eggs in bubble yum and they're going to explode in your belly. Could you look some shit up? Could you just before you spread it around?
No, because people are lazy.
They are lazy, but it's like, then stop telling everybody else, this happened to me and my cousin. Shut up. Stop it.
I don't think it's crazy to think that we're going to get to a point where there's going to be a left-wing social media platform and a right-wing social media platform.
There very well might be. If somebody can develop it and make it differentiate enough from the established one so that they don't get sued.
No, it's just going to be where all these fucking conspiracy theory nuts are going to go on either side, and it's just going to be a fucking echo chamber. I mean, you see it on people's social media pages now.
Where
somebody posts something and everybody fucking blows them.
You don't like that?
Not particularly. Although, I mean, sometimes I don't feel like arguing.
No, I don't feel like arguing. I don't post a lot of political stuff. Every once in a while, I just get so... I have to, posting
there
stuff.
Sometimes there's a day... You know, battling, and sometimes I don't. And it's what happened a couple of weeks ago, there was a comic. I guess she's a Latino comic that was protesting against the clubs in the island, they're not favoring Latinos and this, that, and it's not fair and blah,
That's
blah.
That's interesting. But then again, they only hire 20 people.
But what I did
they hire the same 20 people.
But this person, is not that funny. And I said, you know what, instead of writing a diatribe, why don't you work on your act? Because if you're that funny.
But here, I'm going to go against you on that. Because maybe she's not that funny. But the point still holds. You know, if there's no Latinos on the roster, you can't tell me Latinos aren't funny.
But if they come in and they're very funny, they get a spot.
But then you would have to see. Well, I mean, are there Latinos and Latinas on the roster? We know a woman.
There are some. Yeah,
we know a woman who's been around forever. Had a little rap closing bit.
Yeah,
is she in the in those clubs?
No, because she rubbed them the wrong way.
Yeah, but they get rubbed the wrong way by a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, but I'm saying. So I think. I understand why you were saying that. Well, this you're saying, well, she's not the right torchbearer for it.
Right.
But that doesn't invalidate the point if there's no Latinos or Latinas on the roster.
Right. No, I mean, you know, I don't know if she has a valid point or not, but I agree with what you're saying is that, you know, if she's not the funniest one, it's but like, well, oh, yeah, I can, but that's well, why you're not getting right,
she's not well, funny enough to do their mics?
She does the mics. Which I guess she's complaining that she didn't have more time. But, you know, but also that Latina that closed with that rap thing, also when you would work with her and she would be headlining, she would want you to do a lot more time so she didn't have to do much because her act wasn't that great.
Wow.
I'm just using it as somebody we both know. My point is, you know, there's a problem. But they own three clubs?
Yeah.
There's a problem if there's no paid Latino or Latina comics between three weekend clubs that you know, more than weekends, some of them go a little bit more than the weekends, I think, but that's a problem. She might have a point.
Yeah,
so I feel like you kind of dismissed
her. She doesn't
her.
Have, no, I dismissed her because of her talent, not
no, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like that was the easy approach because you looked at her and go, well, she's not funny, so she shouldn't be working there, which may or may or not.
But
be
the
true.
Thing in and that club, if you're funny and you can't be, you know,
we know
you're
plenty
hysterical.
Of funny people that don't work there.
Yeah, that's incidents where they rub the club the wrong way or they rub the management. But if you're funny and you're coming into the club, you know, you'll get a spot. Okay, but bringing this.
Well,
whole,
but the question is, how many of those opportunities are they giving to Latino and Latina comics to move up and get that spot?
They're getting spots at the they're getting spots at the smaller room, and then they're starting.
See,
to
but
move
that
up.
Would have been your better argument. That would have been your better. They're getting opportunities, and you know, when the club feels that they have the talent to be in the main room, I'm sure they'll get it, and then they would come back. Well, look at these comics; they have talent. And you go, well, I'm not the booking agent, but that's a valid point. Contact those comics and ask them if they've tried, because you would really have to find Latina quality headliners and features and even known hosts, and you really need to get their stories. Hey, I tried to get in; they wouldn't talk to me. Or you have to get their stories.
Most of the people agreed with me, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but it's very close knit there, and they're probably focused on just her. And I know comics that fucking do anything to kiss ass. They were hoping that the owners fucking saw it and would give them a spot. Comics are fucking spineless for the most part.
Yeah,
the comics are so bad they can't even fucking unionize.
Well, the bottom line is that everybody, if you're good, you're in, and she's
That's not.
That's
not true though. They hire 20 people, which is why you work there a lot, which is great for you. But you're one of the in guys.
Are you mad that you're not working there?
No, not at all.
All right.
But I'm saying we know guys on the island that are good that they don't give a chance to. Right. And my point is, if there are Latino and Latina comics, and there's certainly enough of them in the tri-state area, and if you look at their roster and there none of them are on there, she may have a point. You just don't like the messenger.
Right. Right.
But no. She's not that good.
That's what I'm
she
saying.
Doesn't have a point, and I set her straight. And that's the end of the story.
No, Joe, it's not the end.
It is the end of the story.
Name me a Latino headliner that's working there.
The headliner. Oh God. Well, you got Angel, but that's a count.
And you're there all the time, so you see a lot of people running in and out of there. So then she might have a point. The fact that you have to think that hard.
But they have no. They've got all sorts of different acts that come in. I don't know right off the top of my head.
You work with most of them. But you're in there all the time.
I'm not in that much where I could sit there and name the headline. They've got also black, Latino,
no,
gay.
She wasn't talking about black. She wasn't talking about gay.
But it's just. I'm telling you right now, if you're, it's based on your talent. Okay, and for her to sit there and have this whole thing, and she made, and I told her, you're making yourself a charity case. It's based on your talent.
But you're not helping your I don't know what the case is, but you're not helping your side. You can't name me one. Name me a Latino or Latina feature that works there.
Well, off the top of my head, I don't.
You're there. Would you say you're at one of their clubs, whether it be a Sunday or the weekends, 15 weeks a year? I think you're there probably more.
Yeah.
All right, so I would think, and you're very friendly.
But maybe there are not that many talented ones out there.
But there are. But
really? Name them.
I can't think of his right. J.J. Ramirez. He works all over the place.
J.J. works there.
Then why couldn't you just name that?
Okay, because it wasn't on the top of my head.
that would have been your better case.
Okay.
That would have been your, so he works there, he's one of their regular acts? Okay. So that would have been the better case to go at her instead of go, well, you're not funny. Go, well, that's not true. Here's J.J. And here's another one.
Well, but you know, I mean, to be fair, you put him on the spot because he wasn't prepared to, like, name. Okay, give me every.
He just
Asian.
Prides himself on. He came in here priding himself on what he'd be.
Because
good
I was right, but I was. I am right. I am correct in this.
What are you correcting? Your opinion that she's not funny?
My opinion that she's not funny,
that's
and my opinion that she's
right.
And my opinion that she's wrong. She's wrong.
But I helped you make your point.
Thank you very much. I'll give you a fucking cupcake after the show.
You won't.
You were wrong.
You won't give me a cupcake. Yeah. I wasn't wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying. It's kind of like if there's something as subjective as if somebody's funny or not. I mean, like, you're two comedians and you work this a lot. You guys fairly well agree on who's funny and who's not. But I just that you have to acknowledge that in general that's a subjective opinion. But if somebody is saying that someone is in fact a Latino and they can't break in there, I mean, there's one person.
But it's not that they're not breaking in. It's not that they're not breaking in there because they're Latino. It's they're not breaking in there because of their talent level.
Right. Well,
that's a different argument.
That's
listen,
argument.
And that's one of the things that I posed.
You know, listen, you're only a couple years in. You got to go through the process.
Right,
you know,
right.
Listen, do their mics. They'll see you. Bah, bah, bah. Here's other people that have done their mics that have moved up to their main shows and now they're paid. That's your argument to show to go. Yeah. No, you're completely wrong and you're lying and you're slandering this club. That's the argument. That the argument isn't you're not funny. That's not because you.
No, that was towards the that was towards the end.
Well, that's what you led
going
with
back
here.
And forth. Well,
that's
but
what you
that was
your
towards
head on.
But that was the it was towards the end.
Ah, okay. Well, I mean, the fact that I see your point. The fact that she's not funny in your estimation and maybe in yours. I'm
I have
sure.
no idea who it is. I don't know.
Okay.
What do I know what funny is? I know what works for me.
Yeah,
I know what audiences like. I don't whether it's funny or not. Who the hell knows? There's a bunch of shit on TV I don't find funny. Doesn't mean it's not funny. Just doesn't tickle me where scratch me where I itch. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but if she's not funny, like it's sort of like somebody who's biracial. Maybe this is bad. Example, but somebody who is like, you know, one grandparent was black, maybe, and they're like saying, you know, I am going to be the standard bearer for all black, all things that are black for black people. It's like, well, okay, you know, I don't know if you're maybe the best example because you're mostly white, but you know, does that make you all black? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
And also, like, one Latina woman taking on a bunch of white comics, white male comics.
Yeah.
Oh, but she's sitting there like she's the victim. And let me tell you something. She's got more opportunity as a Latino woman in comedy right now than I ever would have. So for her to sit there and claim that she's
that's because of your age.
But that
has
but,
nothing to do with your
gender. No, a white bullshit. A white male in comedy is dead in the water.
There's plenty of them working. I hire them. Most of the I hire everybody, you know, all genders, races, whatever.
But
most
in,
of the comics
in,
are white
in,
males.
In, but what the clubs are looking for and what's popular on
TV.
You
work those clubs
what
all
I'm
the time. You're a white male.
I understand that. But basically what the industry is looking for,
what the industry is looking for is young people, which is what they've always
And they're
for.
Looking for diversity as well.
Yeah, that's true. But they've always looked for diversity. For you know, since diversity became a thing. But that doesn't mean if you're a white male who's funny, you're not going to get an opportunity. That's not true.
Not as much as not these days.
You would have a better argument with ageism. You would have a better ageism argument than you would about gender or ethnicity.
No, it's still the way comedy is now. It's all picking.
I've never heard like a mainstream club, a comic go, they didn't let me perform there because I was a white male. Never heard that.
But you might not get in because you're one, and they're not looking for you
because now there's more competition because the other people aren't edged out.
Yeah.
That
and there's only
mean
so
you don't get an opportunity.
There's only so many weeks in a year. There's
yeah,
all, you know, and they also know what their clientele is going to be like. That's you know the deal too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And maybe the clientele wants more diversity. I mean, the clientele doesn't usually want younger, unless it's like a college town.
Yeah.
But that
right,
does seem to
right.
be what the industry feeds it. But that's what the industry's always fed.
Well,
you know?
It's a youth culture.
Absolutely. It's
you
not,
know?
It's not
so,
nothing new.
So they think that's better.
Right.
It's, you know, but people who have you know seasoned.
And also,
you
know what?
Performers.
A lot of older comics. Their act is tired. I mean, I heard it from the wait staff at the club, and I seen it. It's tired. It's the same old trite
stuff.
Shit.
Well, too many people rest on their laurels. They're not writing
sure.
new stuff.
Right, sure. I mean, at least if you're a new comic, you have to write because it's all fucking new. I mean, that's the reality. You write the most of us, not all of us, most of us write the most when we're young because we're trying to write an act.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
it's still fresh. It might not be as polished or as funny or as on point, but it's all fucking new. And there's something to be said for freshness because, sure. like you said, people always want what's new.
Right. Well, they don't want, you know, like you're always busting Joe on the show for making dated references. I do it too. But I mean, if it reaches, if our demographic is sitting in the chairs, then it's going to reach them and they're going to get
it. Let me tell you something. I see many a show where an old white comic mm-hmm. is making old fucking references mm-hmm. and talking about shit that hasn't been on TV for 40, 50 years
yeah.
and the audience is loving it. So those guys are still, and part of me is dying inside. I'm like, you can't fucking write. But
no, but then there's other maybe younger audiences that don't even know the references.
Exactly.
That they're making.
Exactly. So when the club goes, listen, our clientele is dying off. We need to start skewing younger. They're going to bring in younger comics because these old comics can't relate. Mm-hmm. That's why the act I do doesn't really skew with age, because I'm not talking about age sensitive things for the most part.
Off the top of my head, I think that's true.
I'm talking about current events.
Yeah.
Talking about things that are going on. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the police. I'm talking about things I've seen when I fucking travel, essentially. None of it is back in my, you know, back in my day, you know, we had cement playgrounds. Well, the fucking 25-year-old sitting in the audience, their day, they didn't have 20.
Right.
And they can't relate. And they don't understand a sliding board that was made of metal. We do, because we're old. And some of the audience.
We have the scars to prove it.
Right. And some of the audience is older than us.
Right.
But if the club wants to get the younger clientele in there because they see we're not getting that and that's the future of our business, then they can't trot out the one who's doing the good time fucking reference. You know, you just can't.
No, and I
that's
understand
business.
That. And also, it's like if the person is a name and they have a certain following,
right?
They're gonna.
I'm talking about
non-names. You have to update your stuff because it's.
But
like,
they don't.
I know,
because
it's sad.
The bookers are lazy as well.
Right.
And there's also interpersonal relationships. You've been coming here for 20 years. Yeah. We're gonna keep on that. There's a whole bunch of shit. The worst thing you could do is get bitter about it and feel like. Oh, they're not picking me. I don't worry about what they're
picking. The day I get bitter is the day I quit.
Right, right.
But you took like a little bit of a bitter stance when they said, "Well, they're not looking for white males."
They're not. I am a minority now.
There, you go to any mainstream club in the country. Pick whatever club you want. Look at the calendar. And when we're not going to put celebrities in there because celebrities are different. Pick any club. You're not white male is not the minority. It's just not. It's just not the minority.
Well,
and a lot of times when they have women, and you hear women say this, a lot of times when it's ladies' night out. They put like three women on one show, you know. It's just not. Pick Catch a Rising Star.
Well, I was just looking up. I just picked a random thing.
Okay.
And let's just see. I want to see what their
website club are you looking
like.
At?
I just said comedy club, and I said Kansas.
All right, that's it. Sanford and Son, right?
It's Sanford.
Sanford, yeah, or something. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
So let's see. Sanford and Son.
That's an A club. That is an A club. There's going to be a lot of celebrities in there.
So let's see. All they're saying is open mic. Where is the.
They should have a calendar.
I know. I'm looking for it.
Should be at the top of a decent website.
Oh, there it is. Oh, you kids. You funny kids. Let's see. Open mic. There's nothing on their calendar. God damn.
Go to Penguins in Iowa.
Okay. Let's just say.
Club I don't work. I got no skin in the game.
Oops. All right. Let's try that.
Middle America. And then we'll do the Comedy Cabana in Myrtle Beach, which is it's a tourist town.
What about New York comedy club?
Well, the New York clubs, you're going to have diversity.
Well,
you're gonna have
that's
everything.
What I'm saying.
But you're also going to have white. Trust me, I'm there all the time. Not in that particular club. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of fucking white male comics. The white male comic is doing fine.
Let's see.
Finding anything?
Yeah, I'm Brad Tassel.
Just give me
Miller.
Just give me their color and gender. I don't need their names.
Okay. All right. White guy, black guy, white lady. White guy. That's the first other great shows coming up.
All right. They have no other nothing else on the website?
Just going to look and see. I'm just trying to get... Okay. White guy, black guy. Oh, same thing.
same people.
But white guy, same white guy. Another white guy. Two Nights of the Black Guy. The same white guy. White girl. All right.
Seems like the white male is still well represented.
White guy.
White guy.
A
lot of white guys.
Yeah, it's mostly white guy.
Yeah.
Well, of course you're going to get it. It's in middle America.
All right. So now Comedy Cabana in Myrtle Beach. That's the other club in Myrtle Beach. I don't know who's on their roster. It's a tourist town.
Okay, let's
see what they have there.
All right. Just going to look. Calendar. Oh, well, here's a pop-up of there's five heads on the front page. White guys.
It's a five-headed white guy.
That's
there's
the
a minority.
Thing I've
there's
ever
a minority
seen.
For you, Joe. Finding a white guy with five heads.
All right.
I probably know some of the comics working there.
Yeah. I have a CD. White guy. I don't know. This guy, Basili?
Probably Italian.
I guess Italian
it's
guy.
It's Basili Jerry.
White guy. That same guy is playing a lot of dates. Okay.
No, they play a week. You go to another week.
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck.
White guy. Another white guy. White guy. White guy. White guy.
Are these different
what
white men?
What the hell is that?
Well, that's
I guess
never
that's
good.
A white guy. Ooh. White
What's the
guy.
Name? What's the name?
All Ages Comedy with Mr. Showtime. He's scary.
Mr. Show.
Black dude.
I was a little too excited for the black dude.
Sorry.
Yeah. Tamp it down.
Hey, you know where I am.
So, all right. So.
Go to Caroline's.
Okay, Caroline's in New York.
That was different, though, because they do bringer shows. And
But what I'm saying is in this area.
No, you didn't say in this area.
All right. Well, I'm saying it now that a white. I'm telling you right now, and I'm talking about what's going on Comedy Central. What are getting a white guy in this business, middle-aged white guy, is pretty much dead in the water compared
the
to Hispanic.
Thing. It's the age thing. Plenty of specials are hosted by young white guys who you would call a hipster.
Here's a group picture. White guy, black girl, black guy, white girl. White guy, white guy.
All right, and there was that Caroline's?
Yeah.
All right, seems like white men are well represented. That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of reasons why people don't get certain opportunities, but being a white guy.
But I'm telling you, if you're a Latina comic and you're funny, you'll get in.
In a lot of places. But where?
Yeah, but but I mean, random samplings. It seems like there's enough white guys here that you don't have to worry for a while.
Yeah, that was my point.
Yeah,
that was my point. You can't don't blame yourself not getting opportunities because you're a white guy.
No, I'm not blaming myself. I'm not blaming because I'm not getting opportunities. I'm blaming somebody that would have a better opportunity than me complaining.
She will go further faster. She's moderately funny. And I've said that before. But what she was saying is no Latinos are Latinos. So like from the argument you presented was her argument was no Latinos and Latinas are getting opportunities. Not I'm not getting an opportunity because I'm a Latina. It's a different argument.
No, she's wrong. She's wrong. It's an opportunity. She's making herself look like a charity case.
But was she arguing for her ethnicity or for her?
She was arguing her ethnicity. And I'm telling you right now, she's making that, it's a charity case. Sitting there and complaining, I'm not going to, because I'm, that's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Maybe. I don't know. You'd have to look at that calendar and see. Like I said, there's plenty of Latinos that are funny. I play in the city. It's a bridge away to go to those clubs. I work with plenty of Latinos, MCs, features, headliners, whatever. There's certainly opportunities there.
It's a hard thing to prove, though. I mean, if you are being rejected for something and nobody's talking, it's a really hard thing to, because everybody's going to say it's anecdotal, you know, or that's your feeling. It's really hard to prove that you're being rejected for something unless somebody comes out and say, you know.
Well, the problem was neither side really argued their case well.
Right, right.
Which is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She didn't make the best argument she could make. She
right.
could have said, listen, this isn't about me, but here's a list of very good Latinas, you know, established all over the place that aren't getting the opportunity.
Can't get in.
You know, here's their story. And Joe wasn't making, you know, Saying, look at our roster. There's a bunch of Latinos and Latinos. This is about you. I don't know what your deal is. Maybe they don't like you, or maybe they haven't seen you, whatever it is. Neither side made their argument.
It's just simple. Instead of working, writing a diatribe, work on your act and you'll get in.
But you just complain. But you just said that as a middle-aged white guy, you don't feel like you're getting...
Because when she called me a racist, and then...
Why don't you just say that's what upset you?
Well...
That's what you should have said.
All right, that's fine.
That's a whole... It devolved...
It devolved into name-calling.
Which is why he's so, upset by this whole conversation, which I understand.
Yeah.
But it goes back to what I just said. Neither side really argued their point well.
It doesn't sound like it.
No. So both sides could have made a point, come to an understanding or an agreement, go, I see what you're saying. I don't agree with it. I see what you're saying, but there's something to look at here or not look. Or could have been dismissed out of hand. I go, no, here it all is.
No, yeah.
It's cut and dry. Instead of writing a diet, work on your... I'm sick and tired of these comments. Oh, this isn't fair. No, work on your fucking act, because chances are you're writing that stuff. You're really not that funny.
I don't agree with that at all. I know a lot of hysterical people that have never had an opportunity. People always ask me, who are your favorite comics? I'll be like, you probably have never heard of them.
Why do you suppose that they haven't had an opportunity?
A lot of it's luck.
Yeah.
A lot of it's right place, right time.
Knowing people.
Knowing people. Well, I don't have connections. Yeah. A lot of it is, as Joe kind of said, they're looking for certain things at a certain time.
Yeah.
Listen, I watch TV. I don't watch that much comedy anymore on TV, but I've certainly seen special. Go, I'm funny. I'm bringing fresher stuff. But, it is what it is. I haven't had that opportunity.
Right.
Whenever I've had an opportunity, for the most part, I've capitalized on it.
Mm.
But, I know it's not just ability. I know I've been in this too long.
It's not just ability.
It's not just funny.
No.
There's so many funny people out there that nobody's ever heard of. And they're in the wrong part of the country, or for whatever reason, it's something personal. Somebody, we were just at the top of the show. We were talking about how somebody didn't want them in there because of personal stuff and misunderstandings and everything.
Well, and you guys have both told story after story about some ridiculous thing that happened, and then the club,
that's just the business. Just talent has been... So for when you say, write better, talent has very little to do with this, which explains why there's so much not quote-unquote funny stuff on TV. Talent has nothing to do. This girl, I don't know her. Joe's saying she's not funny. I might agree. I might not agree. She might, but theoretically, she could have the funniest act in the world. But if nobody's giving her the opportunity, or she doesn't know how to create the opportunity,
she's a tree that fell in the woods.
Exactly. And it happens to so many people. Yeah. So many people that you will happen to see in a comedy club you've never heard of. Mm-hmm. On an off night or something, and the audience of 100 people or 50 people fucking adores them,
right?
And they won't remember their name, and that's just the reality of the business.
They'll have no idea who they just saw.
Right, but it's
this
not
guy was so funny. Who is he? I don't know.
But it's not a matter. Well, that person should write harder or write better.
No, still they should. You get to a point where you can't be followed.
No, but that has nothing to do with it either. that has nothing to do with it either.
Well, there are some people that just, there'll always be people in entertainment that really overvalue their own worth.
And those are the people that go far. The best thing you could do in this business is overvalue how good you are.
Hype.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my downfall. I can't hype. I don't hype. I downplay.
Well, it's both. There's a person that I know in music that is really not as good as his hype is. He always tries to turn everything he puts on social media to be bigger, much bigger than it was.
That's what social media is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Everybody's killing on social media.
Yeah, and that's always been what publicity was supposed to be. It's
sure.
These girls fainted because they were so in love with the actor.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
No, it was 120 degrees in there, but whatever.
I don't like that story.
Yeah, but you always spin it, you always hype and stuff. It's irritating as fuck to be with one of these people in person when they can't turn that off.
Yeah. I agree.
But that's what you have to do to get to that place.
Talent has so little to do with entertainment. I guarantee you there are tons of actors and actresses that you've never seen or heard of that are way better than what's being trotted out on TV.
Absolutely.
Like, I joke about it all the time. I don't remember what it was. Oh, the crisis actors. They're crisis actors. I'm like, are you kidding me? They can act that well? And have you seen the cast of Twilight? That horse shit? Are you kidding me? If they could act that good and be on TV, somebody would have snapped them up.
Yeah, Show me a headshot for any of these kids.
Right.
Find it.
Right. But the,
I
the
would
one,
love to see
those
it.
Twilight actors stink on ice. And there are better actors and actresses out there.
I never even seen Twilight.
Because you're a man. But
they're terrible.
And an adult.
They're terrible.
Yes.
I heard about the show.
There was no show. There were books and movies.
I thought Twilight was a show.
No.
Oh.
Lisa says, "Javin, you are actually really funny." In my opinion, she
thank
says.
You, Lisa.
Yes,
but my point is, talent has so little to do with it. Because if it was, we would have had a whole different cast from Twilight.
but take a look at Madonna. Now, not to say that
better example. Take a look at Britney Spears.
Oh, not, but both commonality. Not to say that they don't have any talent, but there's a lot of people that sing better than both
of
them.
Who was the bigger star at their peak? Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
Britney Spears
by a lot, and Christina Aguilera
blows her away.
Has a much better voice.
Much mm-hmm. better.
Talent has nothing to do with this. I'm surprised you still think it does.
Yeah.
You've been around in both music and comedy to know it doesn't. You could write the best script. You could be the funniest comic. You could be the best musician. Doesn't matter. You need the right person in your corner selling you.
And bigger implants.
Yeah. Talent has
you
so...
You need bigger implants, Joe.
All right.
He's working on it. Talent right. has so little to do with this. All right. All right. Well, we're not going to do the last Facebook story about how they're selling their stuff. We'll have to our information.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, and then I guess we'll do the BitConnect thing. We're not here next week, so I don't mind if we do a little longer because everybody's going to be fucking well rested again. So we'll do the update on BitConnect, and we'll do a little bit of Ann Jackson. On the break, Deluxe with Dancing in the Rain and Jimmy Hennessy with Busker Man, and you can learn more about both of them at Deuce.